Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go, please, to 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. Boy, I'm so excited in my spirit about all the results that we are getting and going to get. We are going to whip things that have been whipping us for years. We're going to take captivity captive. Amen? Amen. So, yeah, but I've tried for years. Forget that. That was trying. Now we're doing. Amen. Amen. Because we got grace. 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 And through grace, you can. You can get there. You can do it. There's no condemnation either. And there's no time limit. I said there's no time limit. And there's no condemnation. You don't have to be in a certain place financially or physically by next week. And I haven't said where I think you ought to be. That's none of my business. I'm not telling anybody a dress size or a pant size or a weight size. That's none of my, I got enough to think about without thinking about that. Amen. This is just about you being happy with yourself. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Being satisfied with yourself concerning controlling your temper, controlling your mouth, controlling your hands, controlling your appetites, controlling your sleep, controlling your eating, controlling your exercising, controlling your spending, so that you're a spiritual man or woman and not a flesh-ruled man or woman. And how many believe, you know, winning these battles and reaching these goals, will it enable us to do more for the Lord? How many believe we can be better witnesses, we can be stronger, we can do more? Amen? It's a fact. It's a fact. It can be an open door, just something as simple as losing the weight that you wanted to lose or shaping up, and a friend that you've known that maybe didn't serve the Lord or maybe didn't believe in faith and these kind of things. So how did you do that? Open door. Right? How did you do that? How did you get your finances straightened out? Oh, what? Open door. So, well, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about how He helped me to do what I couldn't do. And to share the Word and to get people closer to the Lord in every area. Well, in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, 2 Corinthians 3, He said, now the Lord, verse 17, 2 Corinthians 3, 17, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of freedom. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of righteousness and adoption. No condemnation. I said no condemnation. I just know in my spirit there are some folk that are feeling like, well, you know, what if I don't reach these goals, like people are talking about, within the next 6 months or 6 years. No problem. We'll stay with you till you get it. Amen. What if it takes me 5 years, Brother Keith? Not a deal. Not a deal. What if it takes me 7.5 years, Brother Keith, to get my finances straightened out? Hey, that's better than going 7.5 and being in worse shape. That's better than going 7.5 years and being in the same shape. No, no, no. There's nobody looking down on you. I'm not. And if I find out somebody is, I'll straighten them out. Amen. Nobody looking down on you, telling you, you gotta be at a certain place by a certain time. And if you don't, then you know, no, 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 not gonna happen. Amen. Not gonna happen. You go 3 years and you lose 0.5 pound, we'll shout with you about that 0.5 pound. Amen. That's progress. You go 5 years and you pay off $500 of your $90,000 debt, we'll shout with you about that 500 that you believed in. That's progress. Amen. We are not negative. Amen. And we're not going to judge. And there's no condemnation. We're just victory. Amen. Victory. Yes. And we're a family. Yes. And it helps when we're all in this together. Can you feel that? It helps. It helps. We're all believing this together. And we're believing together as a family for reaching our physical goals. And the Lord's going to help me over the next several months. And we're going to release our faith. And we're going to believe God together as a family to reach financial goals. Amen. 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 And you watch what God's going to do for us in 2004. I'm telling you, we are coming up. We're coming out. Amen. 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 And what we weren't able to do in years past, we will do this year. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Amen. You watch. You watch and see. And it's not because we're so amazing. It's because God's so good to us and He's so faithful and we're going to stay with Him and work with Him. Say it out loud. No condemnation. No time frames. No time limits. No judging. No condemnation. Amen. Is that okay? Amen. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You breathe a sigh of relief? Yeah. Verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now get this concept. Get this truth, this law. We're changed as we behold in the mirror. Here's a spiritual law. You become what you behold. It is a spiritual law. Now he's talking about, and you read about this in the book of James too, about not just being a hearer only, but being a doer of the word. And as you behold in the perfect law of liberty and are doers of it, according to this verse, you are changed. It doesn't all happen in one millisecond. It is progressive. It happens from glory to glory to glory. You know, I heard somebody trying to debate about whether they thought that sex offenders were influenced by watching day and night pornographic materials. Wonder if that influenced them toward their criminal sexual behavior. Ain't nothing to wonder about. You become what you behold. If you feed on that and you see that and you see that, it gets in your mind, it gets in your soul, and if you meditate on that long enough, you will do it. Oh, well, friend, if you see Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down, you see Him in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, you see Him in Acts, you see Him in the epistles, you see Him in church, you see Him in prayer, you'll begin to do what you see. Remember what the Bible said about the apostles? They began to do the works of Jesus in the book of Acts, and the leaders said they took note of them. They had been with Jesus. See, they saw that until it got in them, and they began to do it. You become what you behold. You got to get a vision in you of what you want to go to. Amen? If physically, you know, you got too much fat or not enough muscle or not trim enough, not tone enough, not lean enough, whatever it is. Don't just look in the mirror and go, I don't like myself. Lord, why'd you do this to me? He didn't. See, people talk about, well, God gave me this body. And they're talking about they're, 100 pounds overweight or whatever. God gave me this body and I'm just going to be happy with it. Now, hold on. For what you're saying to be true, you're saying God ordained everything that went in your mouth the last 30 years. And God ordained all the exercise you didn't do. Amen. Well, God gave me... No, come on. You and I are stewards over this. Amen. Amen. And so many times there's nothing wrong with our body. It's just the condition of it. And the Lord can help us. That was a little weak. But we must begin to see ourselves differently than what we see in the mirror. We must see ourselves financially differently from what we see in the checkbook. We got to see ourselves differently inside. Got to build that vision into you. If you can see you that way, you can become that. If you can see you doing it, you can do it. If you can see you having it, you can have it. It took years for me to see me having an airplane. It did. Brother Kenneth talked to me, Copeland, about, you know, that about airplanes and about what a blessing they were. And I was telling Phyllis today, several things we did last year, even with our small airplane, that were, ministry, miracle ministry. And I told her, you know, I said, I don't think that would have happened if we hadn't had that airplane. Several things that the Lord told us just on a morning, get up, fly to that place and do this thing. Well, if we'd had to drive, it would have taken 2-3 days out of the week. We probably wouldn't have done it because we had other things going on here. But when you can get there in an hour and you can minister for 4 hours and be back home by supper time. Did you hear me? You will do things. I've ministered at places that no doubt I would not have ministered if I didn't have that tool, because I couldn't have even done it commercially. I couldn't have got there in time. It was too late. But anyway, according to this, you become what you behold. Read it one more time and I'll continue with that. We all with open face. The open face means nothing covering your face, nothing obstructing your vision. Beholding means a steady, absorbing gaze, not a glance, but you're looking at it, a steady, absorbing gaze. And what happens? As you look into the glory of the Lord, what happens? Oh, somebody ought to get ready to shout. What happens? What happens? Isn't that what we're believing for? Changes? Physical changes? Financial changes? Soulical changes? We are... Oh, friends, I'm reading scripture now. As we do this, we are changed. We get changed. And it doesn't all happen overnight necessarily, but we are changed into the same image, into what? What we're looking at. We're changed into what we're looking at, and it happens from glory to glory, and it happens by the Spirit of the Lord. Ha ha! You can get it. You can have it if you can see it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Counting the Cost, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R123. That's R123, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.